Hollywood Celebrities Blame Trump for Biden's Disastrous Withdrawal from Afghanistan. By David Ng on August 16, 2021. Hollywood celebrities have sprung into damage control mode following President Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, attempting to blame former President Donald Trump for Biden's mismanaged and chaotic retreat that has left the country in Taliban control, including the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Stars including Bette Midler, Sophia Bush, George Takei, and Rosanna Arquette have used their social media influencer status to assign blame for the fiasco to Trump, citing the former president's 2020 agreement with the Taliban. As Breitbart News reported, the Trump administration agreed to fully withdraw troops from Afghanistan by May 1, 2021, in exchange for the Taliban agreeing not to attack U.S. troops and to cut ties with Al-Qaeda and other international terrorist groups. But the Biden administration reneged on the Trump deal by extending the Afghan war by 4 months, before again changing the date for troop withdrawal to August 31. Biden's prevarications prompted the Taliban to drop its end of the bargain, setting in motion the Islamic extremist group's takeover of the country. None of that stopped Bette Midler from trying to spin Biden's debacle as Trump's fault. "This should be laid at Trump's fat feet," the future Kennedy Center honoree tweeted Monday. Actress Sophia Bush also blamed the Trump, saying that his administration set this ball rolling. Star Trek veteran George Takei also defended Biden's Afghanistan debacle, claiming the president inherited a shitshow from Trump. Desperately Seeking Susan star Rosanna Arquette also cited Trump's attempts to negotiate with the Taliban. Disney's Frozen and Beauty and the Beast star Josh Gad cited Trump's deal with the Taliban before apportioning blame for the Afghanistan fiasco between Biden, Trump, Bush, and Obama. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.